This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you.
And Bridget, we got a couple of little housekeeping things here.
We always do, Jim.
We want to mention right at the beginning of our program here, we have sent out a couple of thousand, more than that, letters to folks, and it is kind of a year-end solicitation because we are indeed listener-supported, listener-funded. So if you got one of those letters, please read it. If you're able to support us and send us a contribution, well, we would certainly appreciate it. If you didn't get a letter, it's not because we don't love you. It's because you're not in our database. But you're not out anyhow. You can go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and just click on the donate button there, and you can make a donation there to Catholic Radio. And incidentally, if people have noticed something a little bit different about the letter this time, I went to a seminar on fundraising, and they said if you make the return envelope yellow, more people will respond.
Yeah, so we'll see if that works.
So this is the first time we've ever done it. The reply envelope is yellow.
Well, then you won't lose it. Then you won't lose it, right, Jim? That would help me, you know.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And the other thing is we're really close to Christmas now.
We are.
But I know a lot of people are still going to be doing internet shopping. And
yep.
A lot of them are still going to be using Google. If you go to Google Smile or Amazon, not Google.
They'll use Google to get to Amazon, right?
There you go. Amazon Smile. Thank you. Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of everything you buy. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost us anything. And you only need to register once. You can start at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on the Amazon Smile logo. And they're going to ask you, what charity do you want to support? Put in all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. All three words, Catholic Radio Indy. That's it. You're done. Every time you shop on Amazon for anything, for Christmas, 6 months from now, a year from now, it doesn't matter. Whenever you shop with Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage. So if we all do that, well, hey, it's going to add up really nicely. And this is the time of the year you're probably going to be doing it anyhow. So if you are, remember, smile.amazon or amazon.smile, either way, or Catholic Radio Indy. You can get there all those different ways, but then register Catholic Radio Indy, and we'll get a small percentage of it, and we appreciate that very, very much.
Yeah, and we are going to be talking about digital media today, and since I was listening to a couple of our shows recently, and I put a call out to check out our Facebook page, since we're going to be talking about digital media. Catholic Radio has a Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, please go to our Facebook page and like it, and you can follow us. And we're over 800 now. Last time I talked about this, I think we're at 700. So we keep growing. So that's another way for us to connect with Catholic Radio.
And we don't badger you a whole lot. With, you know, 10 announcements every day. No. A couple times a week, maybe we update it, and love to have you check us out at Facebook.
Yeah.
And like us.
Yeah, and it's just Catholic Radio Indy. So you go to Facebook and then go to Catholic Radio Indy and you can find us there. Okay, so getting on to our topic today, we are going to be talking about digital media and really digital evangelization. And we have a priest here who has actually created a YouTube channel. Our guest today is Father Joseph Varghese. He is a priest on loan from the country of India, but he's here in residence at St. Elizabeth Seton Parish in Carmel. So welcome to Faith in Action, Father Joe.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And what is digital evangelization? How would you kind of describe that, and why is that important, I guess, for Catholics?
The digital evangelization is so important. And what is digital evangelization?
Yeah.
And we have digital platforms available in the techie world. Mm-hmm. You go to websites, you go to mobile phone, you have websites, mobile applications, and definitely they are the platforms for digital evangelization. Mm-hmm. And you proclaim the gospel and making use of these digital platforms, and definitely it is important. And they are all the platforms for us, serve as instruments for the proclamation of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. And those are brand new. When I think it was Pope John Paul II urged people to use the new evangelism, Well, back then it was really talking about radio, TV, possibly newspaper, because at the time that was made, the internet, if it existed at all, most of us didn't know about it. And all of the user-friendly platforms that we're talking about just didn't exist. So this is a brand new way to spread the gospel.
Exactly, exactly.
So were you a techie? I mean, you brought up the word techie, or how did you get into this? I mean, was this something that you were really interested in?
Actually, when I go back to my seminary formation, I would say I was interested so much in visual presentation, video presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a class work, or it is a conference or seminar. Even sometimes it could be a prayer service. I used to bring visual presentation. I believed in visual presentation. A single image can be equal to 1,000 words, they would
sure,
say.
Sure.
No doubt.
So it's a powerful medium to communicate any message, to conduct prayer session. And I found something throughout my seminary formation. And there was incident happened in 2010. And it was the year of priest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were asked to prepare a slideshow providing the summary of John Mary Vianney.
Mm-hmm.
And I prepared a slideshow and it was displayed for a community. And people were so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even director, he publicly acknowledged that something very inspiring. And he mentioned about the video. And what he started in the seminary, I continued during my ministry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the ministry places, I was involved in ministry like parish bulletin and monthly magazines and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me opportunity to constantly work on media, print media, and digital media.
So we're talking with Father Joe Varghese. He's on loan from the country of India, but he's a priest of the diocese, and you can tell me what diocese you're in India, but he's on loan here at St. Elizabeth Seton, so he's working in our diocese. So do you want to talk about a little bit your priesthood, how you became a priest? You grew up in India, and tell us a little bit about India, because India is not a Catholic country, right?
Yeah, it's not a Catholic country.
There so are many, did you grow up Catholic, though, or what?
My parents, I grew up in a Catholic family, and my dad, mom, and they are Catholics. Though my mom, she was originally, in the beginning, before marriage, she was a Hindu background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so your mom was a convert, okay.
Then later on, my mom and it's a very good Catholic family. Dad and mom, we used to have a family prayer. And that's the family atmosphere. And I got five brothers. And the opportunity for my vocation came through the influence of religious nuns.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh.
My mom got an opportunity working with them. And we have five boys in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So
put you guys to work. So you went over to the convent, I guess we'd call it, where the nuns lived,
yeah,
right?
Convent,
and you
yeah.
helped?
Yeah, my mom helped
okay.
them. And
and recruited you to help too, right?
I was a small boy at that time. Oh, yeah. I was a small boy at that time. They motivated me and encouraged me to join seminary. And that, in a way, influenced me, their way of life. Mm-hmm. Prayer life, and definitely they played a very vital role, I would say, in mm-hmm. my vocation.
Now, did you go to the seminary in India or in the U.S., or where did you go to seminary?
In 1999, I started my seminary life when mm-hmm. I was 15 years old. And initially, I belonged to the Diocese of Palayangote in India. And so I went to Palayangote. We got initiation seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I completed my initiation, then went to Madurai. Everything, all my seminary formation, spirituality, philosophy, theology, everything within India.
Oh.
And in the year 2012, I was ordained by His Excellency Jude Paul Raj on December 9th.
So mm-hmm. I think if I heard you right, because I think we talked about this before, but your seminary formation was 15 years. Did you say that?
Almost 13 years
almost
of formation.
Almost 13 years.
Yeah,
okay.
I started in 1999, and in 2012, 9th December, I was.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the Mass in India as compared to the Mass in the U.S. I'm sure the Mass has kind of the same parts,
yeah,
but a different language. But what else is different about the Mass there, the celebration of the Mass?
Or is it different? Yeah.
Not much difference, I would say. The Eucharist celebrated in the universal church. We follow the same formula, same prayers, but the language is different.
Sure.
And
the music?
The music is different.
Is there more music or less music than, or is it about the same?
I would say more music,
okay.
More instruments.
Well, that's good.
In traditional Indian.
In traditional way of celebrating.
And what about things like the priest's vestments, the same?
Yes.
Okay.
We follow green, red, gold, and so on, the same color.
So then, how did you get into digital media? Other than, I think didn't you go on after your priestly formation to get further schooling?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about that. At your bishop's suggestion, or you went to your bishop, or your bishop came to you, or how did that work?
I served after my ordination. I served in three parishes. And then the vicar general of our diocese, Monsignor Joe Mix, and Bishop His Excellency Jude Paul Raj, they decided to send me for a higher studies. So I went for a media studies in Loyola College in Chennai in India. And part of my final project in my master's studies, I had to take up a project. In the beginning, I was thinking of writing a book for my final project.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how the shift took place. I ended up creating YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
the Holy Spirit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe like, hey, I'm in media. Maybe I should, instead of writing a book, maybe I should create a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, exactly. They shipped something. Even now, I would realize I started with writing a book. I discussed with my guide, and she's approved my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a PowerPoint presentation also to the group, what I'm going to do. But all of a sudden, there was a change. I ended up creating YouTube channel.
Oh.
I found it's a work of God and work of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned early on you made a video or a video presentation 10, 15 years ago. It was difficult to make a video presentation. I mean, it took a lot of work. There weren't all of the programs that we have now that make it almost easy to do.
Yes. Right now, with technology, we have grown up so much. And definitely now the current world, it's very easy to produce. But we need to equip knowledge. Even when I was in seminary, I found I'm running short of knowledge in the techie world. I need to equip more and more so that I can be confident in the field and I can do more. And the technology also had grown a lot. And with minimum facilities and it was challenging in the beginning. And now I found a very comfortable and confident in doing.
Yeah, very good.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give you the name of the YouTube channel too, so that you can check it out. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. We have something new to offer you at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It's a link to My Catholic Life, a resource for traditional Catholic prayers, daily reflections, Catholic Q&A, Divine Mercy prayers, free online books on all kinds of Catholic topics, a complete searchable Catholic Bible, and a whole lot more. Great Catholic content at your fingertips and all free to you from My Catholic Life and your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest. We have Father Joseph Varghese, and he is a digital evangelist, I guess. And we've been talking about digital evangelization, and Father has a YouTube channel, which he started. When did you start the channel? How long has it been going?
It's right now, it's completing 3 years.
3 years. And
so okay. Do you have a lot of episodes or whatever you call them on YouTube?
Yes. One minute. We'll get to that. Was it 3 years or is it 4 years? How long?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's completing second year into third
okay.
year. Yeah.
So what is shocking is that when I looked, so I met Father Doe not too long ago, and I'm really into YouTube as well, and I have a shameless plug. I have a channel as well called All About the Grace. Okay, that's my shameless plug. But Father Joe has over 22,000 subscribers.
Wow.
And when I saw that, I said, how did you get that many subscribers? I'm like at a pitiful 30 subscribers. It's pathetic. how'd you get those subscribers?
The initial stage, it was not that much. So we were not delighted with the XP result, especially. In fact, we thought there would be a red carpet welcome for our YouTube channel. Initially, because we didn't have a many YouTube channel in India to do such a ministry.
For Catholic, you know, because there's hardly any Catholics there, right?
Exactly.
And especially there's probably hardly any Catholic YouTube channels in Tamil, right?
Yeah, there are YouTube channels, but they don't do this type of ministry.
Right, exactly.
Those YouTube channels, they provide kind of music ministry.
Yeah.
A lot of songs, sure. Catholic songs,
okay.
Traditional songs. But something, this is a narrative style, audio, visual format of presenting saints' life history.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any YouTube channel presenting the life and the history of saints.
And that's what your channel does, really.
Exactly.
It mainly is saints.
Mainly saints. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a way to track where your people who are your viewers to the YouTube channel are? Do you have a way to track that or not?
Analytics. Like, well, where are your people watching? Where are they watching from?
Mostly people in India, Tamil speaking people. I created this YouTube channel for mainly people who speak Tamil language.
Mm-hmm.
So people in India, they watch YouTube channel regularly. How do I attract them? And I constantly work on content creation.
Mm-hmm.
And what is most appealing to them? What is relevant to them? That's how I focus on content creation, and I would make the impact. I try to make that impact.
And what's really interesting is that when I looked to see how many videos you had, because I said, hey, well, how many videos do you have? He's like over 500, right?
Right now, I have 520 videos.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'd love for you to talk about the process of, like, how you spent like 2 years, didn't you?
Yeah, yes.
Talk about that.
I was in Chennai, the capital city of my region in India. The particular region, I belong to Tamil Nadu. I was in Chennai in a parish. Group of catechism teachers and their students, we come together. I had a plan in my mind to create a YouTube channel providing the history of saints.
Mm-hmm.
And there were catechism teachers and students and teenagers. They came and support me. And we went to studio. I trained them for voice recording, went to studio and did the recording, and they were with me, these catechism teachers, and in fact, you were asking about how you reached 22,000 people subscribers, and it is their effort also. They were they were with me throughout my
digital formation.
Digital formation, I would say.
So. Why did you pick saints? Why did you decide that was what you... Because there's so many things in the Catholic Church, so many topics that you could have done. You know, you said people... There were already music channels. Why did you pick saints? Why did you pick the history of saints? Because I think it's a great...
Yes. The reason for selecting saints... Saints, for us Catholics, they are role models. And it's like you go in front of your mirror and... you see some imperfection, you make your hair right, and you wash your face. If something on your shirt, you take it, remove it away. And it is like a mirror. We perfect imperfect things with the help of the mirror. Similarly, following the lifestyle of saints, and definitely they help us to shape our life and pattern our life after Christ Jesus.
And I love the saints because they're so encouraging. You know, you hear and learn about their struggles, and yet they still strive to live holy lives. And there's a saint that can, if you have whatever problem you have or whatever struggle you have, there's a saint that can help you out, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how did you go about, how long are your videos? And tell the name, and we will put the name in the podcast link.
The name of the channel is Punitargal Saints.
And I'm going to say it how I would pronounce it as in English. It's Punitargal, P-U-N-I-T-H-A-R-G-A-L, Saints. And if you go to YouTube and you search.
This is Punitargal Saints. So Punitargal in the Indian language.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Punitargal refers to saints.
Okay.
Then it's a combination of two words, but referring to the same, but in different language.
Gotcha.
So people in India will understand that Punitargal. And saints also, it's a common term, and that's easy to follow.
So what has it been like for you to do this work? I mean, you've come so far, and I'm sure in the beginning, as you mentioned, there were some struggles and maybe like, why are you doing this or whatever? But then you look at the results and you're like, wow, you know, because I mean, you got 22,000 people and you're still doing it from here, from the United States. You're still working every night. You do your priestly duties all day, and then you go home and you work on videos, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're still cranking them out. You've cranked out about 30 since I met you, so in the last couple of weeks. So good for you. But what's it been like for you to be a part of this?
As I told you, the digital evangelization, this is very important. And we make use of the digital platforms for the proclamation of the gospel. And there is a survey that would say 80% of youngsters, they are hanging in the internet.
Yep. 80%,
right? 80%. Mm-hmm. And 60% of senior citizens, they are in the internet. Mm-hmm. When everybody making use of the platforms for their personal use and business use and so on, and as a pastor, as an ordained minister, I consider this could be the platform for proclamation.
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many people there already.
Already, yes.
And that you already have an audience, but a lot of the stuff that's out there on the internet, or mainly on YouTube and, you know, Facebook, a lot of it just has zero spiritual value. In fact, it might even be negative spiritual value, negative, you know.
Yes.
And so when people are out there scanning around, you know, if they can find something of value that, you know, sometimes God meets us in strange places.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, he catches us off guard.
Yes.
So, Father Joe, what do you attribute the 22,000 subscribers to? How'd you get that many subscribers?
In fact, it's God's blessing, and it works of God's power, I would say. Because we put a lot of effort into it, and we were unable to get the result. We thought this is something new in our culture, in our language. Working daily saints videos is something new project, and people are going to welcome it, and I expected a red carpet welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately,
a red carpet welcome.
Yeah, exactly. But it was not the case. We completed 2 months time, and it had not reached 100 subscribers, and we were really disappointed with the result in the beginning. And we submitted to God, and we came together as a team
and prayed.
And there were youngsters in Chennai, the catechism teachers, teenagers, college-going students. We all came together and joined hands, and we went to neighboring churches, made Sunday announcement, distributed pamphlets, and God really blessed our effort. And it's reaching many thousands of people. I am glad with the result, and I am not satisfied with the result. And
you want to reach more.
We wanted to reach more. And
Now, a couple last questions. Do you have a favorite Catholic YouTube personality, and who is it?
Very interestingly, when I was in India, I read the biography of Fulton J. Sheen, Venerable Fulton J. Sheen.
Yes.
So I got interested into his videos as well as in YouTube. And I loved him. I loved his passion and enthusiasm and in YouTube channel. And I would say he is my YouTube personality whom I admire so much.
That is awesome. Now, what do you want people to take away from this interview, from listening to this interview? What do they want? You want them to take away from that?
And so this digital evangelization and media education, I would say it's an armor of God. St. Paul, he talks about a lot of he talks about
the full armor of God, right?
Armor of God, justice, righteousness, truth, sincerity, faithfulness. And he talks so much about the armor of God. I would say in the techie world, media education and ministry through media is it's an armor of God, and it's much needed in the digital world.
Well, amen to that. I mean, that's why you and I get along so well. Father Joe, could you give us a blessing, and could you give it in both your native language and then one in English for our listening audience? That would be wonderful.
Definitely, that will be wonderful. Let me begin with my language.
Sure.
எல்லாமல்ல இறைவனது அருள் இந்த வானொலியை கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருக்கிற ஒவ்வொரு நேயர்கள் மீதும் இறங்கி வந்து ஆசீர்வதிப்பதாக. ஊடகம் வழியாக இறைபணி செய்யக்கூடிய பணியாளர்கள் தூய் ஆவியின் வல்லமையினால் நிரப்பப்படுவார்களாக. மே அல்மைட்டி காட் பிளஸ் ஆல் தி லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஃபெய்த் இன் ஆக்ஷன் ப்ரோக்ராம். காட் கண்டினியூ டு ஃபில் தம் வித் பவர் ஆஃப் த ஹோலி ஸ்பிரிட் அண்ட் பிளஸ் ஆல் த மீடியா மினிஸ்ட்ரி taking place all over the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And Father, would you give us again the name of your YouTube channel?
This is...
spell it. Maybe spell it.
It's called Punitargal Saints.
Punitargal Saints.
Punitargal Saints.
Yes. Thank you, Father Joe, for being our guest. We'll see you on YouTube, all right?
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity, Catholic Radio. And Brigitte and Jim, I appreciate your questions and your enthusiasm.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, Father.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.